considering we're looking at successful past applicants and those with pitfalls, I'm going to focus on the successful, because obviously if you're not doing those things, then those are going to be the pitfalls. So something that we do certainly appreciate that will make an applicant successful is having a wide range of experience working with children in different settings. As I've said, we do certainly take a look at people who have direct teaching experience, working in a school, for example, or perhaps they have taught English as a second language in another country, or certainly the indirect experience as well, such as coaching, working in summer camps, and so on. We also really appreciate an application that is submitted on time, that's complete, that is organized, and has been proofread for spelling and grammatical errors. We also give special consideration to applicants who have successfully completed French, mathematics, or science courses as part of their undergraduate degree, and to those who have experience working in international settings, because we are an Australian university, and we work on certainly the internationalization of our curriculum. That is something that we value in our applicants who come forward. We also do, just so that everyone does know, at Charles Sturt, we do read and evaluate every application that we receive, because we take a holistic approach to the application process. It allows us to examine each applicant closely and identify their strengths and their suitability for the program.
Okay, thank you, Joanne.
Students who are successful naturally respond to the questions of the profile.
That's yes.
One of the pitfalls is exactly that. Students aren't responding to the questions in the experience profile. We're asking very specific questions. We are hoping that you will look at your experience, tell us about the challenges, tell us what you've gained from these experiences, and tell us how that will help you to be a better teacher. Follow the instructions, pay attention to the details, the spelling, the organization of your work. Essentially, I think we're going to be saying a lot of the same things here. Of course, your average, you have to have a competitive average, and if not, then your experience should compensate for that. It's not so much the amount of experience you have, but what you are learning from the experiences, how you can reflect on the experience, how you can assimilate and compare that to what your job will be as a teacher. That is really important to us.
Great, thank you. Bill?
We look at both academic average and experience. So the higher the average, the more competitive, and the more closely related to teaching the experience, the more competitive. There's no magical number as far as academic average is concerned, because it's going to depend on how those two numbers balance. So somebody may get in with a lower average but extraordinarily good experience, whereas somebody else may have a higher average but not quite so good experience. The people who get in are the people who are competitively academic in terms of what their average on their 10 best is. So probably high 70s, low 80s at least. Coupled with really good teaching-related experiences. And by that I mean, if you think about the kinds of things that a teacher does on a day-to-day basis in his or her work, the more of those elements you have in your experience, the better. So if it's in a school situation, and by that I mean kindergarten through grade 12, I mean, not everybody is going to have all of these elements, so the more you have, the better, okay? So if it's in a school situation, in a classroom situation, if you're working with groups of children, with individual children, with children who have any sort of special needs, if you have any sort of responsibilities that have to do with curriculum planning or program planning or development, if you have any responsibilities for assessment or evaluation, and that's a lot more than just helping the teacher mark tests. I'm talking about the responsibility to determine whether or not the learner is ready to move from this stage to the next stage. So somebody like a swimming instructor, for example, may have to do that. He or she may have to plan the program, evaluate the students, and say, yes, you're ready to move to the next level. Experience that has supervising children as a part of the responsibilities. And the other element has to do with sort of the managerial director, coordinator, the administrative side of things. If you have an experience which has that kind of responsibility, then that's good as well. One thing I've noticed in terms of the application, where students may do themselves disjustice or injustice, is with regard to how the experiences are described. If you've seen the Brock profile, which is online now for the first time, you see that there is not a great deal of space in which to describe those experiences. So you need to be very precise, pointed, succinct, clear. That description that you put down is all we're going to have to go by in terms of evaluating the experience. There's, as I said, there's not very much space. You can put down your description in point form if you like. Good English, of course, but point form nonetheless. Because you're limited to a certain number of characters you can put in that space. So just be very pointed. Don't sell yourself short. Use descriptive language, not general terms which can be construed one way or another. Just be very clear in what your experiences were. That's the one thing I would say to people in terms of paying attention to in terms of putting your application together.
Okay. Thank you. Hillary?
All right. So Laurie looks 50% at academics, 50% at experience. Because the academic side students, in terms of our admission average, the courses are calculated based on what we have available to us December 1, meaning that fall courses do not count in the admission average. I would say the piece that is going to differentiate all of our students is going to be the experience profile. And the biggest thing I would tell you is that we are probably, at all of the schools, as have already spoken, are looking for slightly different things in those experience profiles. I can tell you what Laurier is looking for and how to consider what experiences you should write down, because I think that that is going to help you to put together the strongest possible application. So the first part asks you to list three teaching-related experiences, one recent within the last year. Four categories that you really want to be thinking about when you decide what experiences you want to select for those three are these. How does it relate to the age group that you want to be working with? Within the age range is going to rank better than outside of the age range. So if you want to teach primary junior, you're looking at 5 to 12-year-olds is going to score higher than working with adults. How many hours you committed to that organization, and these can be paid or volunteer experiences. No minimum number of time, our number of hours, but more time is better than less. The third thing is diversity. How does it relate to the diverse groups that you have been working with? And you want to specifically name them, whether you're working with students with abilities or disabilities from different cultures, religions. That's really important to us, is that you've worked with a diverse group. The last area is how it's related to teaching. And this is really important because there are teachers and principals and administrators looking at these applications, but one experience can be drastically different than another. To give you sort of a very quick snippet, if you were a teacher's assistant, for example, you could have been helping with school costumes and putting up bulletin boards, or you could have been preparing materials, working with the teacher, maybe doing some one-on-one withdrawal work, so very different experiences. On the teaching-related side of things, we want to see whether you've been working with students informally or at the higher end, you've planned, developed, executed, assessed, and modified curriculum to some extent or another. The second part asks you to list related experiences, certificates, or qualifications that you think are relevant to education. And the last portion is an essay. It will be critical for you to look at the Ontario Ministry of Education website and look at curriculum expectations that will tie into this question. We're also going to look for the structure, your grammar, spelling, etc. in that portion.
Thank you. And Brett?
So I'll try and speak up a little bit more this time. I realized I was fairly quiet. So very similar to my colleagues, Queen's is looking for, in some ways, very identical things. Given that we look at your entire undergraduate average, we want to see academic consistency. We want to see academic progress. We mark these things to us mark strong potential applicants, as well as the personal statement of experience, which is weighted 50% against your academics. Now, the personal statement of experience and what sets them apart from successful applicants to non-successful applicants, more often than not, again, is the quality of what you're putting down, not necessarily the quantity. In our personal statement of experience, there are five places, there are five spaces for you to list your activities, your extracurriculars, your teaching, and of course, the more focused that you are specifically in regards to what you're applying to, the more successful you will be. There is no minimum, However, more is usually better, and if that more is focused directly towards your goals as teaching, then that makes it even stronger. The second component to our personal statement of experience is also a written component, and in that, it's your opportunity to let us know who you are and what you're doing and why you're doing it. It gives us an opportunity to assess you on a basis beyond your average, and that's very important to us because we, I'm sure like all of the other schools, really want to bring teachers into the education field who actually want to teach. Very important.
Thank you. And Andrea?
So as I mentioned before, our program is focused on social justice. So for the profile of experience, if you have a diverse background with working with different groups of people, then that's very important to us. And for the profile of experience, it is only 2 pages. So one of the problems that we run into is people that decide to elaborate on the 2 pages. And that is not to your advantage because we throw out any pages in addition to what is given to you. For the first page, you can answer that in point form, that's fine, and we want you to be as succinct as possible while clearly describing your experiences to us. For the second page, I think it's often helpful for students to think of maybe one particular experience within each of their 3 experiences that was helpful to them, because as we are having educators themselves read these, they know what's going on in a traditional classroom setting, so we don't want you to just say that I helped Mark and I helped, hand out assignments or something like that. We want you to critically think about what education is to you and why these experiences have motivated you to become an educator. So if you think about one student that you had in a classroom or at summer camp that was encountering a particular challenge, and you modified your teaching strategy to help them overcome that and were successful in that, then that's something that we'd like to hear about. We want you to be very specific in what you're stating in your profile of experience. And just in general, some things that we're looking for are, again, a diversity of experience and consistent and current involvement in education. And we aren't solely limited to volunteer hours, and we don't have a minimum number of hours, but like everybody else, more is better, and you can use anything from work experience, volunteer experience, school placements, or even life experience, as long as you bring it back to teaching and how that has influenced you wanting to be an educator. We're looking for leadership skills and any unique skills and knowledge that you've developed through your experiences.